Has it ever occurred to you that the devil's lies sometimes appear more loving, warm, generous, and gracious than the truth of God? This is Leroy Iam speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, false doctrine. False doctrine is often like that. There is no narrow suggestion that there is only one way to heaven. The false doctrine is generally very broad-minded at this point. There are many ways to God, they will tell you. God is not so narrow and restrictive as to provide only one way. Now, doesn't that sound more generous and reasonable than to believe that Jesus is the one and only way? No, not really. When you study the matter, you can see the beautiful truth of God's way of salvation. But to the new Christian or to the uninstructed, it can be very appealing. Take the matter of the Bible. The false doctrine will say, oh, sure, the Bible is a religious book. But there are many religious books in the world, and we can learn from all of them. Why limit yourself to just one? And besides, hasn't it been proven that the Bible is full of myths and errors? Well, it's true that the world is full of religious books, and many of them contain much that is helpful. But there's one difference. The Bible is the Word of God to man. All others are the writings of men who try to explain to us their view of God and the holy life. Often you will hear a person teaching the false doctrine that the Bible merely contains the Word of God. This would lead us to conclude that it also contains the Word of man. Remember, the Bible does not merely contain the Word of God. It is the Word of God. No prophecy of the Scriptures is of any private interpretation, for the prophecy came not at any time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Consider the false doctrine that is running rampant in the world concerning the person of Jesus Christ. Naturally, we all agree he was a good man, they will say, and we agree that he was a great teacher. But there have been many great men and fine teachers in the world. They will begin to equate Jesus with other religious leaders down through the years. They will tell you to study them all and learn from them. However, Nicodemus was right when he concluded that Jesus was a teacher come from God. Jesus said, I came down from heaven, not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. It is interesting to note that the more truth a false doctrine contains, the more deadly it is. When a new one appears that is blatantly spurious, we can spot it immediately. But many an unwary soul has been led astray by a false doctrine that sounded good and appeared to have the teachings of the Bible as its source. One good rule of thumb is to watch out for those people who claim to have found some new truth or discovered some new light that had been hidden for centuries but is now revealed. This is to suggest that the apostles were in the dark on the matter and a new revelation has been made. Christian, remember where your faith is founded and are built on the foundations of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Today, thousands of people are led astray into false cults, strange doctrines, Eastern religions, and the occult. Paul's advice to Timothy is good for us today. But evil men and seducers shall become worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. May God bless you as you learn His truth.